The NFL draft is less than a month away. Now that we are in the month of April, Thursday, April 25th could not come soon enough because there is so much speculation, so much going on with so many different teams needing a quarterback, like the Minnesota Vikings, Denver Broncos, Las Vegas Raiders, and I'm sure there's plenty more. What will it take for the Minnesota Vikings to move up to that number 3 overall pick and get a deal done with the New England Patriots to draft their quarterback of the now and of the future? This take is presented by Hoakland Farm. Check out Hoakland Farm for rotationally grazed 100% grass-fed beef. This beef is sold in quarters and halves, and they have custom sample packs so you can try before you buy. Contact Jared at 952-491-1541 and get 20% off your first order if you tell them you heard about Hoakland Farm on the Minnesota Tim podcast. So there's been lots of discussion and speculation about what it will take for the Minnesota Vikings to move up to pick number 3 and get a deal done with the New England Patriots. Well, first of all, I'm already on record and I have said that I believe the Minnesota Vikings are going to trade with the Chargers at number 5 and select J.J. McCarthy. I do not believe the Patriots will deal number 3, even though they have a roster full of needs, but their most important need and the most important position in football is that quarterback position. So why would they risk their entire team falling apart and not have a quarterback like Drake May or Jaden Daniels or J.J. McCarthy, whomever they like in this year's NFL draft? But for pure discussion purposes, let's say the New England Patriots, let's say I'm wrong. It is possible. I have been wrong once or twice throughout my life, maybe 3 or 4 times, maybe 6 or 7 times. I've been wrong a lot. So there's a chance that I'm wrong about this, okay? I wasn't wrong about Kirk Cousins going to the Atlanta Falcons. I was 100% right about that. I wasn't wrong about Kirk Cousins leaving the Minnesota Vikings. I was 100% right about it. But there's a chance. There's a chance that I'm wrong about the Patriots staying at number 3. But there's a chance I'm right. But for pure speculation, discussion purposes, let's say the Minnesota Vikings are able to get a deal done with the New England Patriots at number 3. What would it take? Well, at the bare minimum, it will take number 11, number 23, and next year's first-round pick to draft Drake May or Jaden Daniels, number 3 overall. It will be impossible to move up to number 3, especially knowing from the New England Patriots' perspective that there could be multiple teams trying to move up to number 3. So, for example, the Minnesota Vikings make a phone call to the Patriots and say, hey, you know what? We'll offer you number 11, number 23, and a third-round pick. Well, then the Patriots return their phone call and say, you know what? The Denver Broncos are offering a first this year, next year's first, a first after that, and their cornerback, Patrick Surtain, or I think that's his name. Well, that's not going to be enough for the Minnesota Vikings to move up because it's a negotiation. It's a game. Basically, everything should be on the table for the Minnesota Vikings to move up and draft a quarterback at number 3 besides trading Justin Jefferson. Because the only reason why having a quarterback is so sexy in the first place is because the Minnesota Vikings have arguably the best wide receiver in all of football, plus a great number 2, plus a great tight end, plus an improving offensive line. So the only reason why you want a quarterback in the first place is because you have amazing weapons for that guy to throw it to. There's more reasons than that. I mean, you need a quarterback, you need a guy that's not Sam Darnold in the first place. But what makes it so attractive is that the pieces are around that quarterback. You just need to add that quarterback. So what I'm saying, I want to make sure I'm clear because I'm going to get comments from people that say, oh, you didn't say this. I'm like, what? What did you even say? I said it right there. What I'm saying is that the Minnesota Vikings, it will be tough. I don't think they can trade at number 3 overall. But I think they should do everything in their power to do it. Because I do think and believe that a franchise quarterback like Drake May, like Jaden Daniels, is worth 4 or 5 first-round picks if you can hit on him. Because a quarterback in the NFL controls everything. And if you don't have a quarterback in the NFL, your team is nothing. Nada. Zilch. Unless you want to work 40 hours a week. But my point remains. You need a quarterback. The Minnesota Vikings need a quarterback. They need a superstar guy. And a superstar quarterback in the NFL? What would you trade to get Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes on your roster right now? Would you trade 4 or 5 first-round picks? I sure as hell would. I don't know why you wouldn't. So, what will it take for the Vikings to get that number 3 overall pick? It will take 11, 23, a first-round pick next year, and probably a 2nd or 3rd round pick to get their guy. And you know what? I would do that deal in a heartbeat. I would not hesitate for 1 minute, 1 second, to draft a potential superstar NFL quarterback because they are worth it. They are absolutely worth it and more. So thank you for making this podcast part of your day. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button. And if you are listening on Apple or Spotify, please rate and follow this podcast wherever you're listening to this podcast. Thank you for making this podcast and this episode a part of your day.